Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Are the New England Patriots on their way to another Super Bowl? We'll be closer to finding out after this Sunday when the Pats play the New York Jets in Foxborough. For a preview, we turn now to our NFL analyst, Mike Reese, who covers the Pats for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, good morning and thanks a lot.
Good morning, Bob.
Pats and Jets had two matchups during the regular season, a game going to each team, but their December matchup at Gillette Stadium was dramatic as the Pats hammered the Jets 45-3. Are these the two teams coming into this game? Is another blowout possible or likely?
I would say it's unlikely, Bob. In the playoffs, you see that it's a lot different, and the unpredictable often happens, as we saw last weekend when the Seattle Seahawks, who were 7 wins and 9 losses, beat the defending champion New Orleans Saints. So I think you have to prepare for the unpredictable. And when two teams know each other, as well as the Patriots and Jets do, that oftentimes leads to closer games when you're playing the third time around.
Okay, so what are we watching for as signals on both teams as to how this game might be going early on?
Well, early on is the key word, Bob, because one of the big keys for the Patriots this year is getting ahead of opponents in the first quarter, where they've outscored foes 103-39 this year. And what that has allowed the Patriots to do is play games on their terms. By getting teams down early, they force them into uncomfortable situations, and that helps a young defense that's still growing on the job. So if the Patriots get up on the Jets early, that's going to be the big sign for them in this game.
You know, the Jets are playing a little better, well, maybe a lot better than they did when they got trounced by the Patriots. Their running game is picked up. So what are we looking for from the Jets as to how they're doing?
Well, the Jets have a young quarterback in Mark Sanchez, and they need to protect him. And the best thing to do to protect him is to be able to run the ball. You know, there's two ways to move the ball in football, obviously. You either throw it or you run it. And the Jets are known for the ground and pound. And if they start running the ball early in the game, that's their best chance to win. So on the Patriots side of things, their big thing is, can they be physical at the line of scrimmage and stop that running game?
The Jets have gone on the offensive already, so to speak, at least with their mouths. Ahead of the game, Jets coach Rex Ryan said the game is personal, a duel between him and Pats coach Bill Belichick. And this week, the Jets cornerback Antonio Cromartie used unprintable, unspeakable language for the radio when he said that he hated Brady and added a bunch of expletives to that. Is this a normal part of the rivalry? Has this fired up the Patriots?
Well, it's not necessarily a normal part of the Patriots-Jets rivalry because I've never heard a team talk from the head coach to the players as much as the Jets have. But what I think it does, Bob, is it highlights the differences between the two teams. You have one team in the Jets that freely speaks its mind and doesn't really care what it says leading up to a game in terms of giving another team motivation or what we'd say is bulletin board material. Then you have the Patriots, who are sort of buttoned up. They never say anything that will be derogatory toward the opposition. They're always going to say nice things about how good they are. They feel like they need to do their talking on the field. So it sort of sets up a very interesting contrast.
All right. Prediction for the score.
I'm going to go with the Patriots. Like I said, a closer game. I think the Jets will play better this time around. I'll say 24-17 Patriots.
Mike Reese, who reports on the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Bob.